Kiss and Tell by Suzanne Brockman. Narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1. Layla Hunt stared into the mirror at the bottom of the staircase, and Cinderella did not stare back. And that was a shame, since Layla was dressed just like Cinderella, from the golden hairpiece that matched her own short blonde curls to the glittering off-white ball gown that hugged her tall, slender figure, all the way down to the delicate glass slippers on her feet. Well, they were plastic slippers, really. But like the real Cinderella's slippers, they fit Layla perfectly. Regardless of all that, Layla didn't look like Cinderella. She looked at herself critically in the mirror, wondering why exactly that was. Maybe it was because she didn't look as elegant as a fairy tale princess should. Her face was a little too cute, a little too heart-shaped. Her nose was upturned at the end, and her chin was a shade too pointy, making her look elfin. No, strike that. She was much too tall to be elfin. Elfin implied petite, and at 5'10", Layla hadn't been petite since she was an infant. What she looked was perky. God, Layla hated that word. She stepped closer to the mirror and tried to look sexy instead. She tried to look as if she were keeping some incredible secret. She tried to smile mysteriously, moving her lips only slightly upward. The smile only made her look mischievous. Perkily mischievous. More like Peter Pan than a princess. Layla turned from the mirror with a sigh. She still wasn't sure why she bothered to leave New York City after Elliot called her at the airport and told her he wouldn't be able to catch the flight to Florida. Yet here she was, back on Sunrise Key.